From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is disappointed Chicago did not get the 2016 Olympics, but does not regret personally lobbying the International Olympic Committee in Copenhagen, according to his spokesman. But thousands cheered in a carnival-like atmosphere on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro when the IOC announced the city won the bid. Chicago was eliminated in the first go-around, as we hear from the BBC's James Monroe in Copenhagen.
On the day when all the attention was focused on the President of the United States, it was the President of Brazil who delivered a winning performance. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva made a passionate appeal for South America to be awarded the Olympic Games for the first time. Perhaps most importantly, Rio's bid team was able to convince the International Olympic Committee that Brazil could finance the Games and deliver a safe Olympics. The real surprise was that Chicago was the first city to be eliminated. The U.S. President Barack Obama flew in from Washington for the presentation. He spoke about his home city and about the opportunity to bring the United States closer to the rest of the world. Some will now question whether he spent enough time lobbying IOC members in person. Others, why he bothered coming at all.
The BBC's James Monroe in Copenhagen. The White House says the president's meeting with his top commander in Afghanistan during his visit to Copenhagen was very helpful in terms of reviewing war strategy. Mr. Obama met with Army General Stanley McChrystal for 25 minutes aboard Air Force One before leaving Denmark to return to Washington. McChrystal has said he needs thousands of more troops to get the job done in the war against insurgents in Afghanistan. The government says the U.S. economy lost 263,000 jobs in September as the unemployment rate rose to 9.8%. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The net loss of 263,000 jobs in September was much worse than economists had expected. It was also a worse showing than the previous month, when the economy shed just over 200,000 jobs, according to revised figures. The poor performance demonstrated that the worst recession since the Great Depression is continuing to make life difficult for workers, despite the declaration by many economists that growth is resuming. The largest job losses were in construction, manufacturing, retail, trade, and government. Construction employment declined by 64,000, manufacturing fell by 51,000. Local governments, whose tax revenues have been hurt by the recession, cut 24,000 positions. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
In another sign the economy is having trouble stabilizing, the Commerce Department says new orders to factories fell in August by the largest amount in 5 months. Manufactured good demands fell 0.8%. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 4 to 95.04, the Nasdaq down 2. This is NPR. President Obama has been in touch with Indonesia's president to offer his condolences for the 7.6 magnitude earthquake that hit West Sumatra. The White House says Mr. Obama got through this morning after several unsuccessful attempts this week. The president expressed his condolences and reiterated America's offer to help with relief efforts. The United Nations says 1,100 people died in the quake. A trial against a suspected Nazi death camp guard can go ahead in Germany. A court in Munich accepted the charge sheet against John Demjanjuk, who is accused of helping murder thousands of Jews during World War II. Thomas Martzel has more from Berlin.
The way has now been cleared to try the accused former SS guard in Germany's last major war crimes trial as early as next month. The 89-year-old Demjanjuk was extradited from the United States in May, taking his fight against deportation all the way to the Supreme Court. He says he is innocent of being an accessory to murdering 27,900 Jews in the Sobibor death camp in Nazi-occupied Poland, and that he is too ill to face the charges. This could become the ailing retired Ohio auto worker's second trial. In 1988, an Israeli court sentenced him to death for murdering Jewish prisoners at the Treblinka camp, but that conviction was later overturned. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
A CBS News employee was indicted today in an extortion plot against comedian David Letterman. The talk show host told his audience last night that he had sexual relationships with women on his staff. 48 Hours producer Robert Halderman was arrested yesterday on one count of attempted first-degree grand larceny. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.